Okay, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Yes, Dr. Carol Mayer. I'm the superintendent of schools at Marshall.
All right, doctor. We understand that there's been some mold concerns at Southeast Elementary School. What can you tell us?
Well, actually, there weren't concerns at the school. We had a teacher become ill, and she went to the hospital. We did some testing after we received word back that she had an allergic reaction to mold spores. So naturally, we wanted to test the working environment, and which we did, and the environment came back as healthy and safe for kids and adults. So we did a lot of cleaning and making sure that the areas where she was, we had closed that area down for a week while we tested and cleaned, and the area was tested, cleaned, and retested. And so we are back to business as usual. She has since come home from the hospital and is doing well, from what I understand. So we're happy about all that. We do have mold issues in a couple places in our district. We have a trailer that had some mold and an old building that in the basement there was mold. So we sealed off those areas. Once again, had them tested, then cleaned professionally, and then retested. So we have not opened those back up yet because we're not through with our cleaning them, and we'll have the third round of tests. So we're trying to be very proactive and trying to fix the problem so this won't happen again and keep our kids and adults safe.
Okay, and now you say that you're doing tests on them. Has the Department of Health conducted an inspection themselves?
We hired professionals who were from the corporate world, whose line of business it is to detect and then test and identify mold. And so we got some very, quite lengthy and very detailed reports on the mold situation. So we shared those with the media, and we've also shared those with the Board of Education, so we feel really good about that.
Okay, and back to the lines of how the other teacher was feeling. We're glad to know that they've gotten home and feel much better now. Has anyone else in the district been checked, Has anyone else in the district complained of any health issues?
No, it was a one-time only, and, I am certainly not qualified to say where, how, when this happened. I would imagine it's an individual reaction. We don't know where she picked it up. We just wanted to make sure that we were very proactive and using all the safeguards to make sure that our kids and our teachers were safe.
Absolutely. So you are 100% confident that your students and staff are safe in the buildings at this time?
I am 100% confident.
Amazing. That's wonderful news. We're very glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome.
You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.